USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An overpass carrying a subway train collapsed in Mexico City late Monday night, killing dozens of people, including children. According to local government officials, scores of people have been hospitalized, seven of whom are in serious condition. The train was traveling on an elevated part of the city's rapid transit system when part of the overpass collapsed onto traffic below. Sparking inflation concerns, the Treasury Department says it's expected to borrow $463 billion in the current April to June quarter and $2.28 trillion for the full budget year as the government finances continued pandemic relief measures. The Treasury on Monday projected a borrowing need of $821 billion for the July through September quarter. The massive core of a Chinese rocket used last week is falling out of orbit, and where it lands is anybody's guess. The 100-foot-long object, weighing about 21 metric tons, will re-enter Earth within weeks, and it will probably crash somewhere. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
With a vaccine update, Dan Naraki reports.
The latest data from the CDC shows that 44% of Americans have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine, with nearly 32% of all adults fully vaccinated. Health experts have said that number would need to be between 70 and 80% for the nation to reach a herd immunity against the virus, but it may not be necessary to reach that level to be able to return to pre-pandemic life. Dr. Ashish Jha says that he believes we can reach herd immunity, but the dean of the Brown University School of Public Health tells CNBC that current efforts should still be able to drive infections down to a manageable level.
First, I do think that we can get there. Again, we just got to keep vaccinating, and I know that a lot of people are unsure, but if we get people off the fence and get vaccinated, I think we can get there. Second is, we don't have to get to herd immunity to get much of our lives back. Even if we get into the 60s and 70s in terms of vaccinations, I think it's going to make a massive difference. Infection numbers, we're going to plummet, maybe even earlier than that. So, it'd be great to get to herd immunity, but I'm okay if we don't.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The border crisis with the surge of people trying to get into the United States is a real threat to national security. Republican Texas Congressman August Pfluger tells Fox News this is not a partisan issue.
Well, you know, I mean, I think it just goes to the point that, look, this is not a partisan issue. This is a national security issue. This is an issue that's facing our country, and yet President Biden, Vice President Harris have done nothing. They haven't been to the border and visited to see what's going on. And, you know, these are Band-Aid fixes that really aren't addressing the heart of the issue, which is the fact that their policies, the reversal of the Trump policies, because of their visceral hatred for those, you know, just that word, are causing the influx and just a massive surge of illegal immigrants to our southern border.
With 2,200 migrants apprehended a day just in the Rio Grande sector, Congressman Pfluger says his district is being seriously challenged.
Well, we're seeing exactly that, and it's actually affecting my district. You know, we're not on the border. We're about 100 miles removed at the closest point, but just on Friday we found 33 Guatemalans in a stash house in Midland, Texas. This is unacceptable, and it's the human trafficking. I've talked about it before. It's the coyotes, the cartels, the criminal activity that are moving the numbers that you just mentioned through our country. And look, I mean, right now it's hitting Texas really hard. It's hitting Arizona. It's hitting the border states. But guess what? It's coming to the rest of the United States, and we're going to see that activity in stash houses just like we see here.
USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.